like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I've become so numb. Without a soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and make it back home.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And welcome to this afternoon's installment of Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, August 12th, 2012, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to continue on in the vein of the story that I mentioned that I wrote back in 2009, titled America is a Don't Ask, Don't Tell Nation, that really kind of outlines in fairly comprehensive detail where we are and how we got here, coming forward from the Lincoln administration, for example, and certain key pivotal moments along the way throughout American history. Today, I want to give you another installment from Ben Swan, a video, and we played a clip of his Reality Check series over at Fox 19 last week, WXIX. You can find those stories at fox19.com. It's really interesting. Ben Swan is doing some interesting work over there, and the latest Reality Check is titled Reality Check, United States Government Actually Created Al-Qaeda. And, of course, if you've listened to this network and this broadcast for any length of time, you understand the facts and the reality of that situation. Operation Cyclone on Wikipedia is one resource I like to point folks to on a regular basis that clearly states that Operation Cyclone was the United States CIA or Central Intelligence Agency's one of the most expensive campaigns ever run to arm, train, and equip the Afghan Mujahideen to fight the Soviets during the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, and that subsequently gave birth to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and all of these other factious militant Islamic groups. Even on the Wikipedia entry, the fact that the CIA leaned heavily on militant groups as opposed to other less ideologically inclined groups is made very clear and very evident. And nothing has changed with that regard. Ben Swan's installment is brilliant. There are some things I could say, but I won't be a spoiler, and we'll talk about it afterward. But that obviously is one great resource. I will give you a little insider peek and mention that he plays the clip of Hillary Clinton on with Greta Van Susteren back in 2010, I believe, when Hillary said as much, we created Al-Qaeda. And she goes into detail. It should be common knowledge. And this should, as Ben points out, this should really give us cause for pause, so to speak. We should be more inclined to be thoughtful and considerate of our actions personally and as a community and as a nation, if you will. So when we come back, we'll go to that video and we'll jump off from there. Great stuff coming, so stick around. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, so I want to get to the Ben Swan piece real quick. We have some supporting stories that he talks about, a Reuters story, a New York Times story that he quotes from. There's also some stuff that I stuck in last week's broadcast archive that, again, ties into this storyline. And some of that is, for example, a CIA timeline of atrocities. That's one of the links that's in last week's broadcast archive. Coming forward, I mentioned last week, I touched on the creation of the CIA, kind of born out of the ashes of the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, Wild Bill Donovan's role there, and you know, he was referred to a lot of times as London's man in Washington. I've talked about that a lot in the past and books on that subject matter. But basically, since the genesis of the CIA, or since the creation or recreation, rebirth of this apparatus, if you will, it has had a long and storied career, really incessant. Career of deposing and installing governments and regimes around the world. The CIA is masterful at deposing and installing regimes. This pertains specifically to the Assad government right now, as we'll hear from Ben Swan. But this is nothing new. The point is, this is nothing new. So if you look at that timeline, there are a couple of links on that in last week's broadcast archive, so I won't duplicate those. But just understanding that storyline, you should, everyone should come to the juncture or the impasse, you know, kind of around Jesus' words. Can a good tree bear bad fruit? Can a bad tree bear good fruit? You know, if it's a thistle or a briar bush, do we really expect to get apples and oranges and bananas out of it? Do we really expect to get anything good out of it? Which is kind of a rhetorical question. Anyway, I want to get to the Ben Swan piece, so let's go to that now, please. Thanks.
Is the United States supporting al-Qaeda in Syria? Reality Check looked at a report by Reuters last week that indicates the answer is yes. So why did an Irish journalist claim that Ben was supporting propaganda in support of Syria's leader? Ben has the Reality Check. You won't see anywhere else.
It was Sunday when Anonymous was able to hack the Reuters News Service Twitter account. Well, as part of that, they tweeted our Reality Check based on a Reuters article that the Obama administration is secretly providing support to opposition forces in Syria. Here's a clip from that report. But the big question here that no one is asking, who are these rebels that the U.S. is supporting? Well, buried at the bottom of that Reuters article, quote, recent news reports from the region have suggested that the influence and numbers of Islamist militants, some of them connected to al-Qaeda or its affiliates, have been growing among Assad's opponents. In response, a pro-opposition reporter from the Irish Times Online, Mary Fitzgerald, called our story pro-Assad propaganda. So is that true? Are we shilling for Assad? Well, maybe we're just shilling for the truth. Fact number one. There is no question that al-Qaeda fighters are part of the opposition forces attempting to overthrow Syria's government. From the New York Times, July 25th, one Qaeda operative, a 56-year-old known as Abu Thuha, who lives near Kirkuk in Iraq, spoke to an Iraqi reporter from the New York Times on Tuesday. Quote, we have experience now fighting the Americans and more experience now with the Syrian revolution, he said. Our big hope is to form a Syrian-Iraqi Islamic state for all Muslims and then announce our war against Iran and Israel and free Palestine. We already know that much of the opposition in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi were al-Qaeda fighters. But if we look at history, none of this is anything new. Fact number two, the creation of al-Qaeda wasn't Islamic fundamentalism. It was the CIA. The Mujahideen was created by the CIA to cause problems for the Soviets. You might say that's crazy talk, right? Here's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
To be fair, we had helped to create the problem we're now fighting.
How?
Because when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else, to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan.
So it's not a conspiracy theory, it's history. And it's history that's being repeated in Libya and now in Syria. But there is a bigger problem here, one that every American should be questioning. We're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but we're also bombing al-Qaeda targets in Pakistan and in Yemen. And as we do that, something occurs known as collateral damage. Hundreds of civilians in Yemen have been killed in just the first half of 2012 by U.S. airstrikes aimed at al-Qaeda fighters. From NPR. In the mid-May strike in Jar, for example, Yemeni officials said two militants and eight civilians were killed. According to residents we spoke with, no militants were killed, but there were 17 to 26 civilian deaths. That was just one of more than 40 documented strikes this year alone. By the way, in that picture right there, that boy is 15 years old, and he was wounded while watching his father and brother die in one of those airstrikes. So what you need to know tonight is heavy. Our government is bombing sites around the world in an ongoing war with al-Qaeda. In Iraq, where al-Qaeda had no presence before the U.S. war, al-Qaeda is now thriving. The same al-Qaeda, yes, created by the U.S. government in order to harm the Soviets. And today, At least 13,000 civilians in Afghanistan are dead as a result of that war with Al-Qaeda. So with all respect to Ms. Fitzgerald from the Irish Times, this is not propaganda. Rather, it is the question that every American should be demanding answers on from Congress and from this president. Why are we giving Al-Qaeda fighters money and weapons to overthrow yet another government in the Middle East? Today, our government claims they're freeing the people of Syria. Tomorrow, if history tells us anything, we will be killing and wounding civilians in airstrikes and then referring to them as collateral damage in a war with an enemy who we brought to power. And that is Reality Check.
If you'd like to make your voice heard...
There you go. That could very well be the entire broadcast. I mean, to put more on that is almost doing an injustice or a disservice to that installment. Very good stuff. Very good stuff. You know, the only thing I wish that Ben Swan was doing over there at Fox 19 was including links to the stories for folks, because just imagine to be able to go to what is considered a credible agency, a credible news agency, and this is not propaganda to evoke a response, which is most of what we see floating around these days. What passes itself off as the truth, more often than not, is still just a different flavor of Kool-Aid intended to evoke a response to get people moving, hence all of the movements we see. Why do we need to move? I say we need to stand fast and hold the line. Hold ground. Hold ground. Don't move. We need to stop all of this moving around. Part of the problem that we have is I've given the analogy of, you know, the old football games that had the vibrating components in them, and you turn on the vibrating board and all of your players would kind of bounce around and some of them would fall over. That's what happens when we listen too closely and respond, take maybe rash action or irrational action based on this propaganda. It has a very destabilizing effect, and that is a historical fact that we see evident throughout even modern history. In the last 200 or 300 years, this technique has been used very effectively. So why don't we learn from these kinds of things? Anyway, this was a brilliant piece of reporting by Ben. I'll include some of the links. I'm not going to include the NPR piece, but I will include the Reuters article that he mentioned, which, by the way, is titled "Exclusive: Obama Authorizes Secret U.S. Support for Syrian Rebels." If you put this piece together, just real quick, and the other link I'll include is the New York Times piece that Ben referred to, the title on that one, and the quote's a little different, which is why I'm going to include this one. The title of that New York Times article was "Al-Qaeda Taking Deadly New Role in Syria's Conflict." So if you put these two installments by Ben, this Reality Check and the one we played last week, together, then you come up with essentially the Obama administration saying that you could be declared a terrorist, detained indefinitely, and all kinds of horrible things through the NDAA and you know, other executive orders and so forth. But the NDAA is really kind of what's in view. There are others, you know, other things that maybe we need to be concerned with domestically, so to speak. But support of Al-Qaeda and so forth is not a good thing, according to the Obama administration. And yet here we see clearly that not only did the United States create Al-Qaeda, but is the Obama administration the top of the food chain, so to speak, if you will. Of course, I don't believe that, but I believe in a more constitutionally literate system. We've gotten away from that, obviously. And but right from the Obama administration themselves, we are supporting Al-Qaeda to topple the Assad government in Syria. So which is it? You're a terrorist if you support Al-Qaeda, unless you're the Obama administration, then you get a pass? How does that work exactly? So it'd be nice if those links were in there. Anyway, that's it. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hopefully this subject line is settling, and hopefully this information is useful and helpful for folks. You know, what I was saying was, you know, I think the best, the highest use, the highest and best use of this kind of information would be to slow down, even maybe stall, which is a lofty goal, if you will, to slow down or stall or even stop the propaganda machine that sends young men, young women, men, women, really of all ages, off to fight for a political regime that has been mistakenly identified as their country. My so-and-so, my father, mother, you know, husband, wife, brother, sister, son, daughter, is fighting for freedom in Afghanistan. Hogwash. Absolute hogwash. Nothing could be further from the truth. And yet that kind of tripe, that kind of propaganda is passed off every day. And because of this feigned patriotism that is virtually
irresistible to the masses. You can't speak out against this ridiculous nonsense. No one is fighting for freedom in Afghanistan but the Afghan people. They have been under assault and attack for a couple hundred years now, really. They've been under virulent attack for the last several decades by the Western military-industrial complex, and particularly the Western intelligence apparatus. And those are some of the facts that arise from the links that I've mentioned. Just again, just go to Operation Cyclone and look at the history of Western involvement and occupation of Afghanistan under the guise of freedom, under the guise of democracy. And speaking of freedom and democracy and that CIA timeline that I mentioned, you know, if you just, again, if you go to Wikipedia, and for folks that you know, might not know or are concerned with Wikipedia as a source, I completely agree. However, I think most people would agree, you know, if you go out to the unwashed masses, so to speak, and you're trying to evangelize, who out there would say that Wikipedia is a source of conspiratorial information, or it's a conspiracy theorist website? It's not. Although it gets whitewashed on a regular basis, and I've talked about that. We've talked about that on this network extensively. However, you can still point folks to things that are shocking. For instance, the Wikipedia entry titled Covert United States Foreign Regime Change Actions applies to this storyline. And here are the first couple of lines in that entry. The United States government has been involved in and assisted in the overthrow of foreign governments, parenthetically, more recently termed regime change. That's a clever little change of verbiage, a la Bernays, so to speak, without the overt use of U.S. military force. The United States government has been involved in and assisted in the overthrow of foreign governments without the overt use of U.S. military force. Without the overt use. You like that? These are clandestine operations, in other words. Not without the use of military. In other words, you're not hearing about it on CNN. Certainly not the way that it's being that it's playing out. We see this come out in movies sometimes that kind of acclimates and anesthetizes us to this action, to this behavior, and we hear about it in the past most often when it's this kind of activity. Oh yeah, you know, the CIA did this. Do you realize dozens of movies have been made about this subject matter, the intelligence community, and these kinds of actions over the years? Dozens. Dozens of books, countless books have been written on this subject, and yet this still continues somehow. Incredible. Again, folks should know this kind of stuff before they enlist in military service, before they run off to fight for a regime mistakenly identified as their country. For freedom, that is a complete misnomer. And as far as the freedom is concerned, just a little aside briefly, Ben Swan in his reality check that we played earlier mentioned collateral damage. I would say not just collateral damage, but blowback, so to speak. I've discussed that numerous times on this broadcast. Examine the Yemeni situation for starters. People who have been just by over 100 people who have been detained without charges, just on suspicion, and deported to foreign camps, essentially, like Gitmo, for example, detained indefinitely. And we don't think that there are going to be some actions, some folks that are upset about that. The Yemeni situation is extremely volatile, and when you inject that kind of an incendiary situation into an environment that's already volatile, what do we expect to happen? Yet this is one of the things, as I said, that the CIA in particular has been brilliant at over the years. Continually come back, stick around after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Going to get to the speaking of democracy, kind of bouncing around, I realize it. Continuing on, and this is a loose collection of references to this storyline. And again, this is all the storyline in this case is kind of centering on the reality check installment that we played earlier by Ben Swan over at Fox 19. This one titled "The United States Government Actually Created Al-Qaeda?" Question mark. And interesting stuff. I said I'll include the links, a few of the links to the source information, like the Reuters story, Obama authorizes secret U.S. support for Syrian rebels, the New York Times story, Al-Qaeda taking deadly new role in Syria's conflict. And I'll include the links to Hillary Clinton being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren, the clip which they played on the reality check, where Hillary admits herself, and of course we've played this numerous times on this network, Hillary Clinton saying, well, yeah, you know, we created Al-Qaeda, and then she goes into great detail. Here's how we did it, here's why, and today we're fighting the enemy that we created. Well, most folks don't realize that's not a new storyline. That is a rinse and repeat method that the CIA has used very effectively, really, since before its inception. The intelligence community has perfected this model, and it's very effective. Let me get back to Ben's story real quick, just to kind of touch on a couple of things, a little housekeeping. Like I said, I wish that Ben would include the links to those stories, for example, and the NPR story that he mentioned. That would be great, wouldn't it be great if people could point to one link, one credible resource, at least credible in the mainstream public's eyes, right? One link. For example, in this case, the Fox 19 story, the Reality Check installment, that would have all of those links that were referenced by Ben, that the Reuters story, the New York Times story, the NPR story, and the Hillary Clinton clip right from Fox as well, because that's what you'll get in the Road Warrior Radio archive today. I'll give you those links except for the NPR story, and they'll all be sourced. They'll all be Reuters, New York Times, and Fox, respectively. So wouldn't that be great if folks could point to one link and just blast that out to people? Imagine what social networking could do then. Maybe it would have a good purpose at that point. Ben, are you listening? Just kidding. But to clean up the, you know, do a little housekeeping on the Reality Check installment, obviously dealing with Al-Qaeda involvement and Obama administration support of Al-Qaeda involvement in toppling the Assad government in Syria. And yet we hear all about, you know, supporting terrorist organizations, particularly Al-Qaeda. They're the great enemy. I mean, they're largely credited with the events of September 11, 2001. And yet the Obama administration is giving support, material support, to Al-Qaeda. That is a proven fact. That is an undeniable, undisputable, irrefutable fact. The Obama administration is supporting Al-Qaeda, in this case, in an effort to topple the Assad government in Syria. And that's not an isolated episode. Which again, I mean, this sounds completely redundant in this broadcast and over the course of several broadcasts, I realize. But do folks realize this? Do Americans realize this? Rhetorical question. It should all start right there. When you walk into the Army recruiter's office, okay, now listen, I understand you're patriotic. You want to support your country. You want to defend your country, you want to defend your family, you want to support freedom and the cause of liberty and all of that, and that's great. But you need to understand that what we are doing right now, we have occupational forces actually in certain countries, and we're also supporting terrorist organizations that the American government was instrumental in creating, like Al-Qaeda, for example, the grandchild or the offspring of the CIA. Al-Qaeda, that is an offspring of the CIA, because the CIA created Mujahideen, which resulted in the factions of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and so forth. But, sir or ma'am, before you enlist, you need to understand these facts, these key pieces of information. You need to go and do your own homework. So wouldn't that be interesting? I wonder how that would affect enlistment and conscription. Anyway, as far as Anonymous is concerned, and Ben Swan referred to, you know, the Anonymous hacking, Anonymous, and again, this has been discussed at length on this broadcast, Anonymous, WikiLeaks, et al., it's all a setup. Again, part of that evoking a response. They're all part of a cross in this case between Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's effort, and COINTELPRO, so to speak. So if you cross those two, you get kind of where, you know, the flavor on that storyline is. Mockingbird, particularly, you know, the CIA recruitment of news organizations and journalists. I mean, you go back, I mentioned the Wild Bill Donovan threat. It's one of my favorite books, and you know, a pivotal figure in all of this is Roald Dahl. He's obviously just kind of a he's a pawn. He was a pawn in a game, but he was very instrumental and played a large role. But Roald Dahl is most known these days for his books, his children's books, his strange, their strange dark children's books like James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, Fantastic Mr. Fox, and so forth. Folks know his books, but did you know that he wasn't the only person that was popularized, that was involved in the intelligence community? I always like to point to the fact that now, you know, there's a movie made about it, but the fact that Julia Child worked directly for Wild Bill Donovan in the intelligence community. And there are so many names from the creation of the CIA and before, actually, that have been involved in the intelligence community that have worked in Hollywood and pop culture. And that's a whole different storyline. And today, it's not only overtly presented to the public, it's just it's in vogue. Because if you're going to do these CSI programs and this kind of stuff, you know, we need to have folks from the FBI and the CIA and counterintelligence and black ops and all this stuff, you know, so that it's slick and good looking and, you know, follows an accurate storyline. Are you kidding me? This is what the prophet Isaiah in the Bible called calling good evil and evil good. This is not a good thing. So now suddenly activities and behavior that were taboo are not just in vogue, they're all the rage. Man, if you want to make a good, you know, interesting television show and series, here's what you need to do. It's what has happened, America. This is crazy stuff. Anyway, speaking of Roald Dahl, one of my favorite books about Roald Dahl is by Jeanette Conant, which I have gone through again in the past, titled The Irregulars, Roald Dahl and the British Spy Ring in Wartime Washington. Fascinating look. There are other books, obviously, but Jeanette Conant did a good job on her book a few years ago, and that was published back in 2008. Anyway, that's a good book if you're interested. So back to the deposing of governments. I mentioned the Wikipedia entry titled Covert United States Foreign Regime Change Actions. One of the things that the CIA is fantastic at is deposing and installing governments. You can see a host of those activities on that Wikipedia entry. But and that was a link that I posted. That was one of the links I posted in last week's broadcast archive. Again, you can look at those, and those are in tandem with today's broadcast. So one of the links I posted there in reference to this information is titled A Timeline of CIA Atrocities. This was a piece by Steve Kangas. And if you don't know who Steve Kangas is, you need to look Steve up, because that is a story that is a subject of a great deal of controversy. Steve Kangas was a very outspoken individual and very knowledgeable, very informed, albeit with, you know, some maybe competing interests, if you will, in my opinion. But, you know, if you read any of Steve's stuff, or if you're familiar with any of Steve's work, you know that he was very outspoken and particularly well researched and pretty well informed. So he was part of military intelligence for some time. My understanding is he was born Stephen Robert Esch, changed his name to Steve Kangas later. But if you look up, just start with this, just A Timeline of CIA Atrocities by Steve Kangas. You can go down that rabbit trail for yourself and see what you think. But just listen to the opening lines of this piece by Steve Kangas titled A Timeline of CIA Atrocities. The following timeline describes just a few of the hundreds of atrocities and crimes committed by the CIA. CIA operations follow the same recurring script, or, well, continuing. First, American business interests abroad are threatened by a popular or democratically elected leader. The people support their leader because he intends to conduct land reform, strengthen unions, redistribute wealth, nationalize foreign-owned industry, and regulate business to protect workers, consumers, and the environment. And it's interesting, you know, the public-private partnership blurs the line of separation between government and business in this case, because a lot of times the businesses that are represented are heavily owned or have heavy investment from the CIA and CIA front companies and ghost companies and things like that. For more on that, I suppose the best way, the best place to start is probably Michael Rupert's information. And so you could start over at fromthewilderness.com. There's some good information there as far as that's concerned, I suppose. Anyway, so back to Steve Kangas's piece. The people support their leader because he intends to conduct land reform, strengthen unions, redistribute wealth, nationalize foreign-owned industry, and regulate business to protect workers, consumers, and the environment. So on behalf of American business, and I said a lot of times there's heavy CIA involvement, and often with their help, the CIA mobilizes the opposition. And again, it's a self-preservation kind of an effort based on what I was referring to. First, it identifies right-wing groups within the country and very militant. Again, go to Operation Cyclone. See for yourself that CIA leaned heavily on militant groups instead of less militant groups. That's just a fact. And it always, as Kangas points out, same recurring script, always the same thing. First, it identifies right-wing groups within the country, usually the military, and offers them a deal. Quote, "We'll put you in power if you maintain a favorable business climate for us," unquote. The agency then hires, the agency, capital A, being the CIA, hires, trains, and works with them to overthrow the existing government, usually a democracy. Where is the defense of democracy in this case? It uses every trick in the book: propaganda, stuffed ballot boxes, purchased elections, extortion, blackmail, sexual intrigue, false stories about opponents in the local media, infiltration and disruption of opposing political parties, kidnapping, beating, torture, intimidation, economic sabotage, death squads, and even assassination. These efforts culminate in a military coup, which installs a right-wing dictator. The CIA trains the dictator's security apparatus to track down on the traditional, to crack down on the traditional enemies of big business using interrogation, torture, and murder. The victims are said to be, quote, communists. But almost always, they are just peasants, liberals, moderates, labor union leaders, political opponents, and advocates of free speech and democracy. Widespread human rights abuses follow. This scenario has been repeated so many times that the CIA actually teaches it in a special school, the notorious School of the Americas, which we've mentioned on this broadcast and this network numerous times. Parenthetically, Kangas wrote, it opened in Panama but later moved to Fort Benning, Georgia. And critics have nicknamed it the School of the Dictators and School of the Assassins. And you see little, you know, spin-offs from that, like MX-13. Is that it? Or is it MS-13? I forget. The gangs. Is it MS-13? I want to say. Anyway, mine's... Yeah, I think it's MS-13. Anyway, those kinds of spin-offs. But, you know, the groups that come out of these schools are terrorist groups, basically. Anyway, Continuing, here the CIA trains Latin American military officers how to conduct coups, including the use of interrogation, torture, and murder. The Association for Responsible Dissent estimates that by 1987, 6 million people had died as a result of CIA covert operations. Former State Department official William Bloom correctly calls this an American Holocaust. The CIA justifies these actions as part of its war against communism, but most coups do not involve a communist threat. Unlucky nations are targeted for a wide variety of reasons, not only threats to American business interests abroad, but also liberal or even moderate social reforms, political instability, the unwillingness of a leader to carry out Washington's dictates, and declarations of neutrality in the Cold War. Indeed, nothing has infuriated CIA directors quite like a nation's desire to stay out of the Cold War. And I would say these days, opposition to the IMF will do it as well. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Segment of the podcast. I have my own world. I fill it with wealth and desire.
Boy Scout are riots. And beat 'em up, please. Pack parking lots, guns, bombs, starting up.
Welcome back. Final segment of this afternoon's broadcast. Here's the irony, okay? And again, this is from Steve Kangas's piece titled "A Timeline of CIA Atrocities." Here's the irony of what I mentioned in the last segment. The ironic thing, Kangas wrote, about all this intervention is that it frequently fails to achieve American objectives, or righteous and virtuous objectives, I would insert there. Often, the newly installed dictator grows comfortable with the security apparatus the CIA has built for him. And who wouldn't, if you are a megalomaniac like Saddam Hussein or a sociopath like some of these folks? He becomes an expert at running a police state. And because the dictator knows he cannot be overthrown, he becomes independent and defiant of Washington's will. The CIA then finds it cannot overthrow him because the police and military are under the dictator's control, afraid to cooperate with American spies for fear of torture and execution. And again, this is written by a man who spent time in the intelligence community. The only two options for the U.S. at this point are impotence or war. Examples of this boomerang effect include the Shah of Iran, General Noriega, and Saddam Hussein. The boomerang effect also explains why the CIA has proven highly successful at overthrowing democracies, but a wretched failure at overthrowing dictatorships. The following timeline should confirm that the CIA, as we know it, should be abolished and replaced by a true information gathering and analysis organization. The CIA cannot be reformed. It is institutionally and culturally corrupt. I agree with Kangas. And by the way, I'll include a link for Kangas over at Wikipedia. Here's some interesting stuff. Listen to this. It says Kangas was a journalist, political activist, chess teacher, known for his website, Liberalism Resurgent. Anyway, his death. He died of a gunshot wound under unclear circumstances. He was found on the 39th floor in the restroom of the offices of Richard Mellon's cave. It was ruled a suicide by local police. Isn't that something? Do your own homework, folks. As always, it is an honor and a pleasure. Check out the archives. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Are you against